We are now beginning the last 3 weeks of the church year. In December, we prepared for the celebration of Jesus' birth, remembering that he took on our human flesh so to redeem us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. For 12 days, we celebrated Christmas, followed by Epiphany, the Gentiles' Christmas. The Epiphany season led us to Lent, where we pondered our sin and the death of Jesus. However, Jesus, being the perfect Son of God and also true man, burst forth from the tomb on Easter Sunday. His death was for our forgiveness. His resurrection is a foretaste of our resurrection. For 50 days, a week of weeks, we celebrated Easter and our Lord's ascension. From the day of Pentecost and for the last 6 months, we pondered the work of God through the church, our confession of faith, and our daily lives. Now we reflect on our Lord's promise to return in glory to judge the living and the dead. Jesus warned his apostles, "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is a Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect." This week we will look at Jesus' warning, even as we look at our preparation for his return. May our Lord grant us faith to hear God's word and believe it. Amen.